Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Welcome, Jasmine from Being.
Kia ora, mate.
How are you?
Very good, very good.
Now, you're no stranger to the BFM airwaves. I think last time I saw you personally was you were performing at a breakfast club at Real Groovy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would have been just before leaving to Mexico, about a week after that.
What the fuck?
What on earth were you doing in Mexico?
A fair bit, just hanging out, and I work with kids in New Zealand, so I worked with at-risk children over there for a while.
Were you in Mexico City?
For like 3 days. I wish I was there longer. Central Mexico is so good.
I'll just tell you what's happening right now. John's about to try and bond over Mexico, but John's Mexico is probably way different to your Mexico. So it's going to be interesting to see how John sort of assimilates his stories and sort of like vibes them into as someone that's going to help.
I like that you figured that out.
I just know what's happening already.
Pathway. Go on then. He just destroyed that one.
John was on more of a, hedonistic
experience of Mexico, but it's still wonderful, Mexico. Great people.
Where did you go? Where were you based?
We had about 10 days in Mexico City, which was great, it was quite interesting because we kind of did like all the art galleries and stuff like that. This isn't, What's Cooking's not about me, Big Hungry. Why am I telling stories about me?
I didn't use
that. I found the art galleries a bit strange. It was a real interesting experience because you learn what kind of traveller you are. I thought I'd be into all the museums and stuff. But honestly, being able to talk to locals and figure out their history is way more entertaining than going to some...
You definitely, in all the artwork, there's a heavy sense of oppression and colonialism, which it was I mean, it is what it is, but it's kind of heavy, walking through all that stuff, because they do have quite a, there's all that conquest and bloodshed, so.
Totally. Oaxaca is pretty close to Mexico City, and that's crazy for, revolution vibes. It's one of the most oppressed people of Mexico, and almost every wall is covered in, revolutionized kind of graffiti art about, all these missing students, because there's such a government oppression going on. Yeah, it's crazy. It's very cool.
Well, sounds like you were in Mexico for a good cause.
For a good stunt, mate. For a good stunt.
That's sort of what I was getting at. It's sort of different to you.
How's your Spanish, by the way? Hola.
Yes. Okay. Sale.
Okay. I know. Okay. Sort of told me enough. But do they say okay like that?
Yeah, they do.
Fuck it all. Okay, fair enough.
Now, the purpose of What's Cooking is similar to My Morning Mixtape. We've actually invited you up here to guest lick some music.
Where'd okay come from, by the way? Sorry, I'm just drifting.
Weird what?
Okay. That's pretty universal, eh?
Okay. It must stand for something. The origins of it must be longer.
Yeah. 5395, text on in. Hey, at any point, text on in 5395. We're happy to. Okay. We take phone calls in this segment, Jasmine.
Yeah, go on.
Here we do. 309-3879 if you like these Being selections that are coming up very shortly.
What's the first song that you've got on the cards for us this evening?
Good question. I think I've got some Angel yep. Olsen on there. Cool. Stars. From her second LP.
She's a beast.
What about the song?
She's fucking crazy.
What about the song do you enjoy particularly?
Oh, the lyrics of the song are ridiculous. Like being able to scream the existence of nature into the universe. What the hell?
Yeah,
she's on a whole nother thing.
Sweet, let's do it.
We'll be right back.
nothing left to scream the feeling till there's nothing left. Given me, oh, I could use the thoughts you've given.
It just ends like that, doesn't it?
Now we're in the early days of What's Cooking here on a Wednesday, where we get a guest selector in, and our guest selector this evening is Jasmine from Being. Now, Jasmine, I've seen footage on social media of you getting one of your songs pressed onto a chocolate record.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this.
First of all, what's the cocoa percent of that record? Must have been quite
dark
chocolate.
Was it dark chocolate?
It's real, yeah, it had to be pretty dark. If it was too light, it would be like malleable and just melt into nothing.
And it wouldn't look like vinyl.
Yeah.
like,
that's the main thing, it looks.
Yeah. How did this whole thing come about? Did they get in touch with you and they were like, the Whitakers were like, Jasmine, look, we really like Being.
Nah. So Kath from NZ Music Commission is familiar with some of my stuff, and she's been real awesome coming to shows for a while. So she heard about it because they were working in collaboration with New Zealand Music Month.
Yes, yeah.
So she hooked me up, and the rest.
Have you still got a couple of copies in the fridge? Or?
Of the vinyl? I wish. I've yet to be sent a chocolate vinyl.
You didn't get to eat one?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
That shit would have taken ages to figure out, though. Get that tempering right. Oh,
but there'll be normal vinyl. There'll be a test pressing lying around somewhere. Sure.
Just put it on the wall and let it mold for a couple of years.
I haven't seen this promotion. Did it sound all right? Or what's the?
It's pretty like crackly.
Yeah.
It's. I actually really like the sound of it.
No doubt.
I thought it was all good.
I wonder how much you probably only get a couple of spins out of it, eh?
Yeah, probably. It starts scratching on the first spin. You can see it.
There are some things that you can do. And one of the things is we are in the public sphere right now, so we can wish upon a star. We can go, I wish Matt Whitaker, can you hear us? Would send us a couple of copies of this chocolate record. And also a couple of boxes of K-bars, please.
Oh, yeah, some fresh K-bars.
Yeah,
I don't like those.
Straight from the factory.
There's nothing worse than, Jasmine, I'm sure you can relate. There's nothing worse
hungry.
Than like a, you get a K-bar and it's like that soft and tilt and a little
bit
of hard.
Oh, no, it's not supposed
middle.
To be soft. You're meant to break teeth on K-bars.
It's about
the
freshness.
Tradition.
We've learned it's within 2 weeks, it starts to decay quite rapidly.
Especially if you take them to Burning Man and back. And then that's another story. But anyway. So, okay. So
you can freeze
you're
them,
waiting
but it
on you're waiting on your copy of this chocolate record as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll get them in sync, I'm sure of it.
Okay. Now what's the next song that you've queued up for us?
This is from Frankie Cosmos Zentropy album. Freaking Zentropy.
Zentropy, yeah.
That's my favourite album of hers, and this is my favourite song of the album. It's Dreamy. It's called Fireman.
It's a nice short one.
Yeah.
Frankie Cosmos, ladies and gentlemen. That track was Fireman, as chosen by Jasmine of Being. We're just having a little chin wag about Mexico.
Yeah.
Jasmine's tall.
Is that the correct way to say it, everyone?
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Good. Feels good. Perfecto. I always wonder when I hear that. I'm like, are people
Mexico?
Are they trying too hard when they do that?
Nah,
that,
okay. Not at all.
Good.
Not at all.
Good.
I always find it a really weird concept, the fact that, like, we've given each country an English name instead of calling it by its own name.
Totally.
So bizarre.
It's one word. Come on, just give it a chance.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
Now, what's going on with Being at the moment? What are you
building
anything?
In
are you recording
there?
Anything?
What
are you
am I building? So just came back from first New Zealand tour with Soaked Oats and How the Unclear.
Oh, what a lineup, by the way.
Yeah, fun. So fun. First time
lots of sold out shows?
Yeah. It was my first time in South Island, so those guys showed us around. That was
Mint.
That was really cool.
Oh, yeah,
cool.
They were Dunedin bound.
Yeah.
From Dunedin.
All of them
tracks.
Are from Dunners.
Yeah.
And great. Some of them are from Christchurch, so that was really cool. And now I'm just kind of like, I need to actually get my ass into gear, finish some of this recording stuff so I can get the EP out, because I keep pushing it back.
Sweet.
Get to the grind. Yep.
Right on. How's what's your recording process like? Where do you do that at home or?
Nah, I wish. Yep. I'm pretty unskilled in that area as of now.
Right.
So I've been working with a couple people throughout the process of it all.
Mm-hmm.
With Mark Perkins, Jono Pierce, and Rich Bryan.
Sweet.
Just like. Couple, it's been a few different studios at different times.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. What's next on the agenda? I see some Big Thief. We've got some Always, or we've got some Now Every Children.
Yeah, Big
Whatever
Thief will be cool.
Right on.
Did you go and see them when they played in New Zealand recently?
No, I actually just got introduced to this band by my bassist, Joshua. So I'm very excited about this.
Can everyone out there please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Big Thief played with Spiral Stairs.
Yeah, man.
It was Spiral Stairs, wasn't it?
I'll concur on that.
Where's that sting gone? I've got a sting from Spiral Stairs.
You know what? It's probably somewhere on a computer somewhere. This one's Mythological Beauty off the album with the very same name.
Outside of all
That was A Big Thief, and the cover of that record is quite cute, actually. It's a chap with a young chap with a young little baby with a little dummy in its mouth.
Great, you've really painted a picture for all the listeners out there.
That's my job, John.
Now, Jasmine, you've just come off the back of a pretty big tour with Soaked Oats and Half the Unclear. Did you have any shows along the way that were surprisingly epic?
The South Island crowds are very different, so that was really surprising. Like, they boogie, like, hard.
Good word.
They really get down, which is really cool. Wellington got to play Meow for the first time, and it was by far, like, my favourite venue. That was so, so cool to play. Yeah, the crowd were really, really cool, and it's a mean stage. Good setup.
Is there, like, a moon chair there?
What?
Don't know, I'm thinking about a different place. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
It could be a thing. If I knew what the moon chair was.
I'm just seeing this picture in my mind. I always want, you know, one of those chairs that, like,
the 70s chair, like, that encircles you.
You got it. Yeah.
With the okay.
Was there one there?
Yeah, I feel like that would fit the setup. That would make sense there. Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, sure. Cool. I'm gonna say yes. Yeah. Let's go with it.
Feels good.
Now, shall we play another song?
Yeah, let's do it.
What's the other song? What's another song that you've got?
Cool. I've got some Now Now Every Children, who go by Now Now. Now. They've changed their name. And this is called In My Chest.
Is there anything else you can offer us on this band? Do you have any other inside knowledge about them?
Yeah. So they went by Now Now Every Children back when I was like 15. So their whole discog is just fucking reckless and kind of, I guess...
What is that sentence? It's kind of a sentence, eh? Now, every children is
but
that.
But it's like broken English kind of.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
every
yeah.
children. I'm pretty sure they're like Scandinavian. Oh, don't quote perfect. Me on that. But yeah, good shit. Good band.
There's actually, it's a real fun thing listening to someone that doesn't speak good English but still putting words together.
Oh,
it's so refreshing.
Totally. Like, speaking another language myself, I'm like, I'm never gonna give anyone shit ever
again.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, here we go. Now, every children in my chest.
Jasmine from Being Once Again. Who was that?
Now, Every Children.
And you think they're from Scandinavia, or you know?
I am making
yes, assuming
I'm making up lots of information tonight. So, yeah,
John is a massive Scandinavian fan of Scandinavian music.
There you go.
Most of the John's favorite kraut bands come from Scandinavia these days.
Contemporary neo psychedelia. I think the Scandos do it particularly well.
Oh.
I don't know if it's because they're from somewhat socialist countries that encourage the arts, or what the particular what the factor is behind them producing such great music. But I am
name some bands.
I do have a penchant.
I am curious.
Le Big Bird, Dia Underjudski.
It sounds Scandinavian.
Yeah, some good accents going on in this room. Not
bad. There's plenty.
Not bad.
Those are two, but there's plenty to boot. Julia with an H, if you were...
Where is the H?
She's actually
curious.
From Austria. I don't know if you
I feel
really
like at the
count.
End, Julia A-H.
J-U-L-E-A-H.
There you go.
She's got a wonderful voice. So we might actually play some after this. But Jasmine from Being.
Should we play Being?
Yeah.
I feel like we should play some Being. Do you have any... do you have any requests for your own band? That you...
Nah, I really don't.
Oh, Being with a full stop on the end?
Yes.
I did not know that. I totally forgot
about
the
full
stop.
Just to make it really tricky for people to find.
Right on.
But that's all right.
But it's kind of like you do need that punctuation, really, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Being and nothing else.
Being.
Full stop.
Stop, eh?
Stop.
What do you reckon? What should we do?
Well,
actually,
tap
first of all,
how, if you want.
I like to hear is how the artist would describe to the uninitiated what your band sounds like.
Melancholy surf rock that gets zesty sometimes.
Okay. Well, and what track? Because I've got a couple of formats here I can pick from.
Maybe High in Mind for an old time's sake.
Okay, cool. We got that in the BFM Sisto.
And people around Auckland, if they were hoping to check out some Being live and or on the internet, where could they see you next or find some of your music if they wanted to purchase something?
On most of the platforms, though, it is tricky to find. So being.hermusic, and you'll find it on the interweb on many places.
And if someone wanted to get their hands on a chocolate 7-inch, is it on Discogs? Could I buy it on the secondhand market?
It's almost like a wax cylinder, like it's in the same territory.
You're putting me in the shoe with that one. We've still got to see how that goes.
We don't know how many got pressed.
She doesn't have one. You're not going to get one.
Wow. Okay, I do know.
I play it one time and I'll just take
Matt Whitaker.
I did get a year's supply of Whitaker's chocolate. So.
You did?
A human year or a dog year?
Well, that's the thing. A block a week is not enough for a human like myself, but that's all right. 52 will do.
What?
Is it
Wait,
a
they
variety
send it to you?
Flavors?
This is quite a nugget.
Five varieties, including peanut butter. And so I'm quite.
Shit. Do they pre-send it with like a box and they go, okay, this is a month's worth and you have to ration out like a bag?
No, I got like the whole whack, five boxes, bam, 52.
Where do you put it?
Smash. Just all along the edges of the bed.
You can make so many Being records.
Just
with
under
that.
The bed. Just like slot them under so every time you pick issue, you're just like whipping them out. It's fine.
Did
it's
you,
easy.
Did
it's
you
prepared.
Get to decide what particular flavors you got?
Well, they offered, but I was like, hit me. Just
also,
hit me, man.
Why don't you have bars of chocolate on you right now? That feels like
something. I know. I really should have. I do have some in my car, so maybe we can hit that up after. There you go.
Jasmine, it's been a pleasure. Here is some Being. This is High in Mind, as requested, right?
Sure.
You requested your own band.
Come on.
It's so
That is what being sounds like.
Did we get to the bottom of when your next show is, Jasmine?
Taking a wee bit of a break, but if there's shows, they'll be pretty small. So keep an ear out. It'll be quiet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And you're local, so.
Like on the BFM Entertainment Guide kind of thing, or no?
Potentially, probably a house party vibe.
Nice.
Okay, so.
Oh, next show actually is in Wellington with iGum at a house party. I forgot about that one.
Yep. Okay, so get in the car, drive to Wellington.
Yeah, there you go.
Sounds good. All right, hey, Jasmine, thank you so much for coming in. Absolute pleasure. And
who got a text? Someone just got a text.
That was me.
Someone just said, great work. There's lots of swearing in there, so we can't say that on the radio, but good work, Jasmine.
Oh, mean. Thanks, mate.
Ding! That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.